Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the Refuah Shleima Yehu ben Sora, and the Ilui Nishmas, the Malka Basar of Chaim Yitzchok, the Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Yo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin ben Moshe, and as a Le'ilay Nishmas Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manuel. I had a very interesting conversation with a very fine businessman today, and I began the conversation almost with a krechts about the matzav, the situation, the challenges that we face.
You're muted.
All right, can you hear me now? Okay. Anyway, I had a conversation today, actually, with a very fine businessman, very intelligent man, and I gave a krechts about what's going on. We have so many challenges and issues that we don't know. We don't even see where there's an end in sight. And I was very taken aback and almost felt foolish when he starts to tell me about how these things don't even register on him. And he told me about his storim in learning, how much he's learning and how much he's accomplishing in his learning. He works also. He's a successful businessman. But he described to me how the fullness of his learning schedule and experience almost made him numb or oblivious or disinterested in everything that was going on around him. And I thought to myself that was really a beautiful state of mind, and really a coveted state of mind that many people would love to be able to achieve. And then I realized that the truth of the matter is that we find this as a piece of a method of achieving very, very high levels of bitochen in Hashem. And allow me to explain. After we say in the Ahor Abba every day, please put Hashem into our hearts, the ability to understand the Torah, to learn and to be able to learn and to teach. Very nice. Then we recite three requests, which seems to take things to a much higher level. Enlighten our eyes in the Torah, that the Torah should shine for us, that I guess it's beyond just lehovinu lahaskil, but that there's this amazing level of understanding and of being inspired by the Torah. V'hoi ereinenu, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvei secho, and allow our hearts to cling to the mitzvahs, that we should be so dovu, we should be so attached to the mitzvahs, not just that we we keep the mitzvahs, but our hearts are passionately attached to the pursuit and the observance of the mitzvahs. And the third thing is v'yachid levavenu le'avo le'yiro es shemecho, and uniting our heart means the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara levavenu with the two bases. Rashi says v'chol levavcho, and the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara should be united together. So overwhelmed with this passionate connection to Hashem that even the Yetzer Hara will be on board le'ahavo le'yiro es shemecho, to love and to fear your name. So we're speaking here about a very, very high level, sophisticated level of learning, of appreciating the light of Torah, of tveikus in the mitzvahs, and the entirety of my being. Even the Yetzer Hara is so overwhelmed by this sense of appreciation of Torah Mitzvahs, that he too is on board. The Yachid Levavenu, unite our heart together. The Yitzhak Torah, the Yitzhak Le'avot, to love, the Yira, to fear Shemecho. And then we say at the end of that sentence, we should never be embarrassed. And the Avudrom explains as he does throughout the tefillah, that the source for this v'lo neighbor shalom avoy is the pasuk in Tehillim Chafei, Elokai botachti al evoisho. That David HaMelech says, I have bitochen in you, I shouldn't be embarrassed. And it seems the way neighbors learn avoid means that since we have bitochen, we shouldn't be embarrassed. Now, where was bitochen mentioned in Bohoi Reinenu B'Soyla Secho, B'Davik Libenu B'Mitzvi Secho, Yachel Avoveinu La'avad Yerushimecho? Not a word. Not a word of bitochen. So, what's going on? Not only that, if you follow the next line, after the Neivus Lavan Kivashem, Kodshecha Agodol Vahaneiro Batochen, because we've trusted in your great, in your holy, and your awesome name, Nogim of Nisluch HaBishua Secho, we should then rejoice in the Yeshua. So it sounds like, V'hoi Reineinu B'Sara Secho, V'Dabik Lubeinu B'Mitzri Secho, V'Yachil Lavaveinu V'Yorshem Echo, is a statement or a mahalach bringing us to bitochen. And then we ask Hashem, we shouldn't be embarrassed because of this bitochen. We trusted you and then you do not deliver for us. And keep a shame, because we've trusted in you, we should rejoice in your Yeshua, in the salvation. And it seems that the pshat is that there's a unique expression of bitochen Hashem in a passionate commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs, a passionate commitment to the learning with the intensity that I see the light, so to speak, and dveikus in the mitzvahs, and I feel that passionate connection, and yichud alev, the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara are so inspired by this passionate connection and love of Hashem that they join together la'avol yirashemecha. That seems to be a mitzius of bitochen, and therefore we ask Hashem the neighbor's little boy. And really, it makes a lot of sense, because to the degree that we commit ourselves, that we dedicate ourselves, that we sacrifice, that we put in that extra measure of effort to understanding the Torah and to be passionate about the mitzvahs and about the Ava and Yiras Hashem, it's to that degree we express bitochen, because why am I doing all that? Why am I giving up so much to learn? Why am I giving such passion to the Shmiras HaMitzvahs? Why is it that I'm able to be so excited in my Avodas Hashem that my Yetzer Hara also joins in the process to La'avol Yiras Hashemecha? The Teres is, because I trust you. When we are dedicated to Torah and Mitzvahs, we're expressing the greatest sense of trust in Hashem. And that's what Klal Yisrael is. We trusted Hashem before Maimon Har Sinai. We followed him blindly into the Midbar. That's what the Mefarshim say when we say, Avraham Avtonu, Avinu Malkeinu Bavur Avoseinu Shebotcho. Our fathers in the Midbar, they trusted you. Atalam Nimchu Kechayim, and you revealed the Torah to them. What's the trust? So the Mefarshim argue. Some say the trust was the Lech Techachalai Bamidbar. We followed him into the Midbar. And others say the Nase V'Nishma. We said Nase, we committed ourselves to do before we even said Nishma, before we even heard what it is. That's trust. Following blindly into the Midbar, not worrying about what about the conditions and what about the elements, and we don't have preparation, how we're going to live and survive in the Midbar. That's trust. And Nase Kodim L'Nishma, that's trust. And trust is Babur Avoseinu Shabot Chobachot. When we trust Hashem to follow his ways, to follow them with dedication, with commitment, with excitement, with passion, with the Siras Nefesh, we express the greatest bitochen in Hashem, and therefore we say, and we even ask further, Babur, since we trusted in your name, may we rejoice in the Yeshua. And I think that we really have to use the commitment and the connection and the appreciation of Torah and Mitzvahs and Ava and Yirav Hashem as means to elevate ourselves to higher levels of bitochen. As we've mentioned at this forum for so many times, the words of the Vilna Goin says that Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael Hu The essence, the ikar, the main point of giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael was that we should be able to focus on bitochen and Hashem. And it seems that the passionate and in-depth and excited libur haTorah, v'hoye reineinu b'sirah secho, and the dabik libeinu b'mitzvi secho, and the yachid v'oveinu, those are expressions of and actions that lead to the greatest level of bitochen in Hashem and the fulfillment actually of the purpose for the Nesinas HaTorah. And therefore I thought that in times such as these, when we're constantly looking for ways to, Zol Shein Zayin BeGeula, we want the redemption. We want to get out of this tzora. We don't want to read and hear that every day there's new questions about additional numbers and spiking in this. We don't want to hear about the almost potential anarchy that exists maybe in so many cities and so many places in this country. And it really sends a chill down our spine. And the best way to cope with Menuchas HaNefesh, like my friend that I mentioned, who he's involved in his learning. He's not even worried, not even concerned. He doesn't even think about these things. And certainly the power of the Bitochin, the statement that this is of such a strong trust in Hashem, I dedicate my life to his learning, to the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, under the most difficult conditions, and we've been doing so for thousands of years. That is the expression of and the vehicle that leads to a tremendous level of bitochen and Hashem. That's a schus. That can be a schus. That is definitely a schus. And that should be a continued schus. That we should see that the challenges that face us now, and there's so many challenges related to this pandemic. You know, we're only familiar with a small piece. As much as we hear, as much as the media keeps us posted, but we're only familiar with a small piece of it, and the broader, the wider ramifications, but the individual things and the individual causes of, or the causes of individual tzoras that are not necessarily recognized as the pandemic itself, but the koil yetzer, things that come out of it for people and tzoras and economic tzoras and business tzoras and personal tzoras and family tzoras and all kinds of things. We look for a schus to bring about the end to this matzah. And truth be told, that a fervent commitment to Limud HaTorah and a passionate commitment to Shmiras HaMitzvahs and a united front with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, le'ahavo le'yiro eshemecho, is the greatest statement and the greatest means of achieving a bitochin, which can truly give us the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind, because we're focused completely on Hashem taking care of it. We don't have to listen to all the chatter that goes on behind the scenes. We don't have to be impressed by statistics. We don't have to focus on the epidemiology of this pandemic, although the ishtadlus that we have to do, and that's imperative, and we are obligated to take the proper precautions, but we know that it's all in the hands of Hashem. And that bitochen can give us a tremendous menuchas hanefesh, and that bitochen can truly be the schus that can influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we've learned our lesson, we have reconnected with him, and it's time to end this tragic and painful chapter in our history.